This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. There's a pecan tree growing on the banks of the Ohuahlote. I never used to think of its location as banks, you know. But after that creek flooded wide a few years ago, I realized that much of what looked like a field next to the creek was really creek bank. And some spots, the creek flowed across that field and right up to that pecan tree. You know, it was a flood. Yeah, it was a flood. But the water easily flowed that field as if it were an old friend. Some folks said, oh, it hadn't flowed like that in over 40 years. I mean, humans gauge things by human time. 40 years is nothing in creek time or Chiricahua mountain time. That field and creek had met before and will meet again. Anyway, so there is a lone pecan tree. It was there when we got here in the early 1990s, and from the looks of its health, it'll be there when we're gone. It's not very big, maybe only 20 feet, and it does produce nuts, small pecans. I don't know if someone planted it or it's just a volunteer, you know, a feral pecan tree. It has rough, furrowed bark, nothing like the hundreds of thousands of pecan trees. I'm not making that number up. I might even be low on that number, hundreds of thousands of pecan trees planted in the Sulphur Springs Valley. But the fruit, the nut, is oblong, not rounded or globose like a hickory. I had to look up hickory nuts, and they come in all sorts of shapes. They're ellipsoid, ovoid, subglobose, pyriform, ovate. Well, the nut looks like a pecan to me. It's sort of oblong. I don't know the cultivar selection of the pecans that cover the Sulphur Springs Valley. And this bankside pecan was here way before those hundreds of thousands of pecan trees arrived. Did I say it's a beautiful tree? It is. Yeah, I photograph it a lot. The branches reach vertically to the sky. They look like calligraphy. Hard not to photograph it. Pecans, by the way, are in the same family as walnuts, Juglandaceae. Is that right? Juglandaceae. I think that's right. Some same family as walnuts. The genus Caria is for pecans and hickories, Caria. Almost all the species of Caria are native to the northeast United States, and there are a few down in Central America, and there are a few somewhere in Asia. The native pecan tree is Caria illinoisensis. Native to northeast, not around us. Oh my goodness, when our feral pecan tree has nuts on it, well, it gets visited by several species of woodpeckers to peck on those pecans. Hey, I was outside doing chores when I spotted our cat Buster sitting quietly in old dry grass by her barn. Buster is his middle name, I told my granddaughter. Listen is his first name. Is his last name you better get out of bed, she responded. Yet, another example of why grandparents fall head over heels for grandkids. Anyway, I walked over to Buster, and near him was a small gray furry critter. What the heck? A shrew. Buster had killed a shrew. I mean, you never see a shrew unless it's dead. Am I right? Yeah. They're mostly nocturnal. Well, I mean, this shrew was obviously diurnal, at least for a bit. And I guess it was, you know, probably moving in a shallow tunnel through that grass litter looking for food, because shrews have an incredible need for sustenance. I mean, they're next to impossible to keep in captivity. As I've read, they can eat 2 times their own weight each day. That's a lot of feeding, my friends. Yeah. I remembered a book I read years ago, 40, 50 years ago, King Solomon's Ring by Conrad Lorenz, and there was a marvelous chapter on water shrews, shrews that live near water. They swim, they dive, and eat, eat, eat. When I was researching Buster's dead shrew, I found that their dentition, you know, the way their teeth are, was distinct per species, from incisors to teeth called unicuspids. Examine the teeth with a hand lens, the book said. Well, okay, listen, I measured it. I decided, I looked at its teeth. It had little red markings on its incisors. I thought of where it was found in habitat, and I made the guess that it was probably a Notiosaurex crawfordi, a desert shrew. Notio, southern, Saurex, shrew, crawfordi, in honor of a man or woman named Crawford. Or it could be new evidence that means it could be Notiosaurex cochromi, a fairly new species named after a mammalogy professor at the University of Arizona, E.L. Cochrane. So from Buster's Dead Shrew, I learned that there are about 30 species of shrews just in North America, and Arizona has 5 or 6 shrews, including a water shrew up in the White Mountains. Nodiosaurus crawfordi. Oh my goodness, you beautiful little desert shrew. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.